Acts chapter number 3, verse number 1. Acts chapter number 3, verse number 1. The Bible says, "Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, Look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something from them," or something of them. Amen. He got something from them. Amen. "Then Peter said, Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand, and he lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength, and he leaping up stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God." And boy, I'd like to see it like that today, wouldn't you? Amen. Amen. I'd like to see people watching us and following us as we're leaping and jumping and praising God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. "And all the people saw him walking and praising God. And they knew that it was he which set for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. And as the lame man was healed, held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the church, in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. And Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, Ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Or why look you so earnestly on us as though by our own power or holiness we had made this man to walk? The God of Abraham, of Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our fathers, hath glorified his son Jesus, and whom ye delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go. But ye denied the Holy One and the Just, and desired a murderer to be granted unto you, and killed the Prince of Life, whom God hath raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. And his name, through faith in his name, hath made this man strong, whom ye see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all." I want to preach tonight just a few minutes, if God will be my help, on this thought, the power of a name. The power of a name. Now, I got to thinking about that, and you might say your name or my name or somebody else's name. I won't say, praise God, he's nothing like the name of Jesus. Amen. And it always turns ahead. It don't matter if they're lost. It don't matter if they're saved. You can begin to talk about the Lord Jesus Christ, and it always seems to turn ahead. It always seems to get somebody's attention. Now, it might puff them up, make them mad, and it might make them smile and make them glad. But I believe every time we mention the name of Jesus, people take notice of that name. It's a name that's special. It's a name that God has given us. Amen. That we can look up to that name and believe on that name, praise God, and be saved by that name. Amen. And we see Peter and John here as they're going up, and they're going up to the temple at the time of worship. Time to go pray. And as they're going up that way, the Bible says it was the ninth hour as they was going to pray. And the Bible says that they was going up and said there was a certain rich man, a lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. And this fellow was crippled. He couldn't do anything on his own. So he had to trust in everybody else to help him out. And we see Peter and John as they're going up to the temple. And praise God. I want to say, even in their ministry, even what they had to do, they never failed to take time out to pray. I want to say, if we're going to have a ministry, if we're going to do anything for the Lord, we're going to have to take time out to pray. We're going to have to ask God to give us that help that we need, that you and I need, amen, to go forward for the Lord. If we don't pray, we'll back up. Amen. But if we'll pray and seek God's face, praise God, He'll progress us. He'll keep us moving forward. That's what we need, amen. We need to keep moving forward. And these fellows was moving forward because they had take time to go pray. We see they got that example from Lord Jesus Christ. Remember over in Mark chapter 1, verse 35, where the Bible said that Jesus snuck away by himself early in the morning to go pray and seek his Father's face, called out upon, hey, if Jesus needed to do that, how much more do you and I need to pray?
Amen.
Amen. I wonder what's tonight, how's your prayer life? Oh, me. Amen. How is our prayer life? We get so busy, we get caught up, we say, Lord, bless this food, bless my children, bless it, and phew, there we go. Amen. But I won't pray. If we're going to get serious with God, we're going to have to pray. We're going to have to seek His face. We're going to ask God to help us. Amen. I believe these fellows was prayers. I believe they were prayer warriors. I believe they was following the example of Lord Jesus Christ. And when it come time to go up to the temple to pray, praise God, they headed out to pray. But I thank God, praise the Lord. I'm glad that even in our ministry, even in the taking of time out to pray, praise God, they still had time for individuals. Hey, I want to say when we start trying to do the will of God and we take time out to pray, praise God, I believe God will begin to touch our hearts. I believe He'll begin to put people in our path, praise God, that we can come along and touch them by the Word of God, by the things of God, by the actions of God, by the love of God.
Amen.
Amen. I want to say, praise God, if we're truly being ministers of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we all should be, amen, it ain't just my job, it's everybody's job to be ministers for the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. I'm ministered for the Lord Jesus Christ, but I'm the pastor of this church. But you're all ministers, praise God, of the Word of God. We ought to all be telling somebody about Jesus. Amen. Or to be mentioned in that name everywhere we go. Why? Because there's no greater power in this world than the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. You young people, listen, if you want to have power, if you want to have influence, praise God, just start lifting up the name of Jesus. Amen. Just start telling your classmates. Start telling your peers, amen, about Jesus Christ. About your Lord, your Savior. Just tell about the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Go to mention in that name, praise God, and see what happens. You say, preacher, I've tried that, and everybody runs from you. Yeah, but you wait till they get in trouble, they'll run to you. Amen. They get in trouble, they'll come find you. Amen. If you take time for an individual, tell them about the love of Jesus Christ, that He loved you and He died for their sins, praise God, according to the Scripture, and He rose again the third day, praise God, according to the Scripture, because God said so.
Amen.
Praise God. When something happens, praise God, they'll flock to you, they'll come to you because they'll know that you have influence, praise God. Reminds me of the story out in Oklahoma when they had that a terrible situation out there, and a tornado was headed right for the school. And there was a little girl that was in that school, and she was always carrying her Bible and always telling people about Jesus. And they called her all kinds of names. They called her a Bible toter and a Bible thumper and all them kind of names. But when that siren went off and they gathered all the little young'uns in, they set them in the hallway, in the innermost part of the school, and they set them down there, gathered together, and they said that little old girl was sitting there in the hallway, and everybody was, all them little old children was getting just as close to her as they could. Amen. Because there was a time, praise God, when she was lifting up the name of Jesus, and they said, you know what, they some power that name, and they wanted to get as close to her. They was pushing, shoving, trying to get as close to her as they could. Amen. Praise God. Why? Because there's power in the name of Jesus. Amen. There's protection in the name. There's safety in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. I tell you, it makes a difference when we take the Word of God to individuals. Amen. We can't ever be too busy to take the Word of God, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to individuals. Amen. It makes an individual difference. We can take, I was talking to somebody the other day, you know, if we could win one soul, if we could start tomorrow and win one soul, and then you and that person win a soul apiece the next day, within 2 months, amen, if we could, that continued to spread like that, within just a couple of months, everybody in the United States and the world would be saved. Amen. Because after you got three or four started getting three or four, and it began to add up, by the time you got to the month, praise God, you'd be getting some pretty significant numbers. Amen. See, we get this thing and we think, well, you know what? They just so many, it's lost. There's nothing we can do, praise God. Just one soul at a time. Amen. The power of the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Mention that name, praise God. Lift up that name, praise that name. Amen. And folks will be saved. There's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved. So we got to be lifting up the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We got to be praising Him. Amen. We got to have a priority to take it to individuals. Amen. Individuals. That's people that you run across. Amen. Hey, you're not going to get no big congregation preach over them like Billy Graham. But amen, God's going to put somebody in your path every day that you can tell about Jesus. You can live and walk and talk and act, praise God, the way God would have you do. Amen. So you can be a light and pointing toward that name. Amen. The power of the name of Jesus. The power in His name. Amen. Look what He says, verse 6. He said, then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have. What did he have? He had the name of Jesus. He had the Lord Jesus Christ in his heart. He had the Lord Jesus Christ in his life. Amen. To Peter, they was nothing like Jesus. Jesus asked him in John chapter 21. He said, Peter, do you love me? Amen. Peter told him three times, said, yes, Lord, you know I love you. Amen. But you know what? It was a time that he probably wondered himself. It was a time when he was around the campfire there, he probably wondered if he really did. When he denied him three times. Amen. I wonder, do we really love him? Do we love the Lord Jesus Christ? There's no other name. There's no one that we can love that would love us like he does. Amen. He's nobody in this world. He's no person, no being, amen, that can love us like Jesus does. Amen. He is God. He is love. Amen. He said, as such as I have, give I unto thee. He said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the only Jesus. Amen. The born again, the risen again Jesus. The one that gives us new birth. Amen. The Jesus of Nazareth, rise up and walk. The power of that name, praise God, that He gives us. Amen. Praise God, we need it. He said he was sitting and he was looking. He was sitting and looking for alms, praise God. But it wasn't alms that he got, praise God. It was the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It was the power of the Holy God that come to where he was. Touched him down the depths of his soul, praise God. It was that name that he believed in when he reached up that right hand. Amen. Listen, if you've been born again, saved by the marvelous grace of God, it was that hand, praise God, you reached up, got a hold of, and reached down, praise God, further than you could reach up, got a hold of you, and pulled you out of the pit and the mire, put your feet upon a solid foundation, praise God, give you something to holler and shout about, something to be excited about, something to know about, praise God, even in the times that we live.
Amen.
Amen. Precious blood of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. You reached up and took a hold of that nail-scarred hand. Praise God, when it reached down and got a hold of you. Amen. You say, preacher, how do you know? I know Jesus reached down. Hey, listen, young people. I know Jesus got to reach down, got a hold of me, praise God, because He's never let me go. Amen. I trust in His name, praise God. I trust my Lord and my Savior, Jesus Christ, because Luke, He reached down, got a hold of me, and He's holding on to me, and He's never let me go. You say, preacher, how do you know that? Because everything I've ever been up against. Everything this old flesh has ever wanted to do since that day, since that night. Amen. There's been a Holy Ghost conviction in my soul. Amen. Amen. He moved in my heart. He's taken up His abode, praise God. And He goes with me. He's been with me ever since that night. 1976. Amen. Praise God. I ain't ever gone. And I'll never get over it. Amen. Praise God. Because He's still got a hold of me, praise the Lord. He's still holding on. Amen. I can't hold on to Him. I might slip off, but praise God, I'm glad He's got a hold of me.
Amen.
Who's got a hold of you tonight? Amen. Praise God, it's the Lord Jesus Christ or nobody at all. Amen. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. He said He took Him by His right hand. What a blessing. The power of that name. He said in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. That name makes a difference. See, over in Acts chapter number 2, the Bible says in verse 3, he said at Pentecost when the Holy Ghost was moving on the scene, amen, said there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as fire, and it set upon each of them, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak in tongues. With other tongues, the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven. And now what they was getting ready to see, they was getting ready to see the power of God, and the power of God revealed in none other than Jesus Christ, the Lord. Amen? There's no other name given, praise God, where we can have that kind of power. Amen. But it was the Lord Jesus Christ that made that difference, praise God. It's that power that God gives us, amen, to do those things, amen, that we can't do for ourselves. It's that power that comes from heaven. Praise God. It's that power, praise God, that he wasn't looking for. He was looking for a handout. He was looking for a hand up. But he didn't know, praise God, what would get a hold of him that day. Amen. All in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. Jesus went and got a hold of him, praise God, and lifted him up by his precious name, by believing on his name. Amen? Yeah, how do you get saved? You get saved by believing on Lord Jesus Christ. It's the only way you can get in. Amen? There's no other way. There's no other way given among men where man must be saved but Jesus Christ. Believing on that name. I love that name. Amen. Praise God. I like to hear it. I like to hear people talk about it. Hey, we're even starting to hear some politicians talking about Jesus Christ. I said, glory to God. Amen. It blesses my heart. You know, a lot of people say, well, let's pray. We need to talk to God. We know, but praise God. They've been talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. About salvation, about our Savior, praise God. I'm glad there's still some folks out there that know who our Savior is. Amen. There's only one. Amen? Yeah. He's the only one. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the one, praise God, that gives us that power. Gives us of Himself, praise God. The name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible said because of that name, that he believed on that. He reached up with that left hand and immediately, I want to say, things start changing immediately when you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Did you hear me? I said things start changing immediately when we believe on Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. There'll be a difference in your life. There'll be a difference in your actions. There'll be a difference in your opinions. Amen. Everybody's got one. Amen. But I want to say when the Lord Jesus Christ gets a hold of your heart, your opinions change. Amen. Amen. Praise God. You'll start lining up with the book. Amen. 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 Praise God. It'll start making sense. Amen. Things will start, it'll be to your advantage, praise God. God will begin to bless you because you're a believer. Amen. The power of that name, praise God, it draws people. It has a drawing influence. Amen. He says here that he said all the people saw him walking and praising God. Verse 9, and they knew that it was he who set it for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened to him. And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that's called Solomon's, greatly wondering. Amen. I want to say the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to cause people to wonder. They'll begin to wonder. They'll begin to ask questions. They'll begin to want to know. Amen. When we got the Lord Jesus Christ, the power of that name, praise God, when it's real to us, when it's embedded in the roots of our hearts, praise God, somebody will begin to wonder what's the matter with you. Amen. These people that are asking questions, they won't know what's the matter with us. They say, what in the world's happening up there at Stony Fort Baptist Church? You people are acting peculiar. You're acting a little strange, praise God. I say, glory, hallelujah. It's the name of Jesus, praise God. It's my Savior, my Lord. It makes me peculiar. Amen. Amen. I like it. Praise God, it's nothing to be ashamed of. Amen. We ought to rejoice in that blessed name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. The power that we have in that name. Amen. Without that name, praise God, we wouldn't have nothing. Because without that name, we wouldn't have a Savior. Without that name, we'd be lost and on our way to the devil's hell. But because of that name, the power of that name, praise God, He saves us from the devil's hell. He took us out of there, praise God. I don't have to worry about it. I told somebody the other night, amen, I said, I'm not worried about hell, praise God. I've been made fireproof. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. If I had to run through hell, praise God, I believe the fire would just, I might put it out as I went through. Amen. Kind of like a sprinkler system. Amen. Because I've been made fireproof, blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. Amen. I'm not worried about hell no more because I'm not going there. Amen. I'm saved by the marvelous grace of God through the precious name, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The name that changes all things. The name where power is released. Amen. Praise God. A name above every name. Look at Philippians chapter number 2. Philippians chapter number 2. You remember where he's talking about that name that was above every name? Philippians chapter number 2, verse number 9. He said, "Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him," to Jesus, "and given him a name of Jesus, which is above every name, Jesus, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow." Now I want you to notice that. I got this reading the other night, and I thought, boy, it just jumped out at me like one of them jack-in-the-boxes. Amen. It said every knee should bow. I said, boy, that word got a hold of it. Should. Every knee should bow. Amen. I wonder tonight, are we bowing to the Lord Jesus Christ? Are we submitting ourselves? Are we coming humbly before the Lord? Amen. We ought to be. We ought to be coming humbly before the Lord. We ought to be bending the knee. Amen. Every knee should bow of things in heaven. Hey, if the things in heaven's are bowing to Him, praise God, what about us on earth? Amen. Amen. If the angels, portals of glory, praise God, are bowing to Him, what about me and you? We ought to be bowing to the Lord Jesus Christ. Ask Him just overshadow us, empower us, praise God, by the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ and the power that He gives us. Amen. Praise His holy name, that the name of Jesus, every knee should bow by things in heaven, things on earth, and things under the earth, and that every knee should confess, every tongue should confess, while you're on your knees, amen, that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of the Father, amen? Who gets glory out of it? The Father, amen? When we lift up the name of His Son, God Almighty gets the glory, praise God. Because He put Him here, praise the Lord, to reinstate us, praise God, to bring us back into a relationship with God Almighty. Amen. Amen. We have power in His name, praise God, tonight to be changed, amen, brought back into the favor of God. Amen. I don't know about you, that's exciting to me. Amen. That means my Father's happy with me. Amen. It's always good for a little young'un when your Father's happy with you. Amen. Praise God. It makes a difference when that power is released. Praise God. He gives us the power from on high. Bless His holy name. I'm glad He does that, ain't you? Amen. That power that we have in that precious name, it changes lives. That's what it does. It makes a difference in your life and mine. And how do we get it? It's through the name. It's through faith in that name. It's not just the name. Now listen to me now, and I'm about done. I'm going to quit. But it's by faith in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. That's where we get our help. That's where the change comes in. It's not just a knowing that name. Amen. It's believing on His name in faith. For by grace are you saved through faith and not of yourself. Amen. So the grace of God helps us to realize the grace of God. And we get saved by believing on Lord Jesus Christ. In verse 16 of Acts chapter 3, the Bible says this. He said, "In His name, through faith in His name, had made this man strong." Amen. How are we saved? Where do we get salvation? Through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Through faith in His name. In His, when we have faith in His name, it gives us faith in every essence that He is. Amen. It gives us that faith in what God is and what He wants to do for us. Praise God in this life we're living. Amen. It begins to change our lives. It begins to motivate us in a different direction. Praise God. Amen. We begin to pray and minister to the Lord as we see the need arise. And minister, praise God, in His name. Amen? That's how we're going to get it done. Lifting up the name of the Lord. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. How are we going to get saved today, preacher? We're going to have to lift up the name of Jesus. How's the church going to get stirred? By lifting up the name of Jesus. How's the church going to get stirred? By getting excited, praise God, about the name of Jesus. Amen? It's all about Jesus. It's all about what He did, who He is, praise God. And who He is to me and you. He's my Lord and my Savior. He's that ever-present help in a time of trouble. He's that one I can call on when I can't call nobody else. He's that one that's there in the darkness, amen, when I can't find the light. Amen. When the switch is out of hand, amen, He's the one that's there, praise God. And He's that light, praise God, that's in that darkness. He's that motivating force. Amen. When I want to give up. Now listen to me. When I want to give up, He won't let me. Amen. Because He said, praise God. He said, I come through this, you can too. And He said, I'm here to help you. Amen. I'm here to bring you through, praise God. You just keep pressing on. He said, you don't give up, you don't quit, praise God. Because He said, it's going to get better in a little while, I promise you. Amen. And I get to thinking about that better time. Amen. Glory God. I told a fellow the other day, he's in really bad shape and don't know if he's going to make it or not, live or die. I said, well, listen, this is as bad as it's going to get. One day in a little while, praise God, we'll be shouting around the throne of grace. We'll be in a perfect place, in a perfect condition, with a perfect God. I said, glory be. Hey, we ought to just go ahead and just shout it out now. Praise God. Just go out of here shouting and praising God and giving Him glory for all the things that He does for us. Amen. He may strike me down dead tonight. I might not make it home. I might find out tomorrow that I meet up with cancer and dying going out of here. But praise God, I've got a God that I love and serve. Praise God, I've got a name that's it's embedded in the portals of my heart. And every time I start thinking about the bad things that could be, I start thinking about Jesus. Amen. Amen. Does he come to your mind often? Huh? When darkness overshadows, when things are going good, things are going bad, praise God, that precious name of Jesus. I think, Jesus, I'm not Miss G, praise God. And I think the older I get, the more time I say, Brother Don, I spend saying, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Amen. Praise God, the older I get, the more I call on Him. Amen. The older I get, the more I realize I need Him. Amen. When I was younger, I didn't think I needed Him. Amen. Hey, you look at me funny, but I want to say we've got a whole lot of youngins out here running around the world. They don't think they need Jesus. Amen. They think they're making it fine on their own. And the devil's got blinders on. They're deceived. They can't see their hand in front of their face. Amen. But I would pray God to help them come to themselves. They'd realize, praise God, that there's a God and His name Jesus. Praise God. He's a Savior. Amen. It's there to help us. And we need Him and we can call believing on His name. It's faith in that name. Praise God. That'll save us and give us the help and the strength and the encouragement that we need. Amen. Praise God. So these fellows had priorities. Their priorities were right. They prayed and they seek God's face and they touched individuals. The power of God, praise God, was in this name of Jesus. And they was lifting up that name everywhere they went, praise God. The ministry that they have was the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. There's no other ministry that we have. Amen. Our missionaries, the people in the field, and all these others, praise God, it's the Lord Jesus Christ that makes the difference. Amen. He's our only hope. Amen. If we put our hope in anybody else, we'll be very disappointed. But praise God, I'm glad that we got a hope that's out of this world. So we see the priorities, we see the power He had, and we see the proclamation that they made. They begin to proclaim the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ. We see that Acts chapter 2, verses 2 and 6. Oh, we see that Acts chapter 2, 22 and 24, praise God. They begin to preach the Lord Jesus Christ. And people begin to come, amen. They begin to proclaim. What was they proclaiming? We've got a mentality today. That if we'll preach hamburgers and hot dogs, pizza parties, and big old fluffy balloons that you can balloon rooms that you can bounce, whatever they're called, amen. Bouncy houses, amen. They'll come from miles around, amen. But praise God when we preach the Lord Jesus Christ and Him crucified, risen, praise God, sitting at the right hand of the Father, and we're excited about it, praise God. There'll be an excitement in them. Amen. Praise God. There'll be a difference. And why? Because the proclamation of that blessed name will go out. And it won't. The Bible promises that we'll not go out void. Amen. That name will not go out void. But that name will find a resting place a somewhere in their heart. That's why Peter would tell, he said, the God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob, God of our fathers, hath glorified who? His Son, Jesus. Amen. He said, God is the one. Who's lifting up the name of Jesus? God is. God the Father is lifting up the name of the Savior. He said, this is my Son. He said, praise God, I'm well pleased with Him. Amen. The Father, the Heavenly Father, He's the one that began to lift Him up. Amen. Praise God. He said, if you won't be found well pleasing in my sight, amen. Praise God. He said, just lift up the name of my Son. Lift up Jesus Christ. Praise God. There's power in that name. Amen. Praise His holy name. He says, name through faith in His name hath made this man strong. Where do we get our strength tonight? We won't get it in the world. We won't get it down at the gym. Amen. Bible said, exercise profiteth little. Amen. Yeah, it wears you out. Amen. Don't do it. It just wears you out. Wear your joints out. Make you feeble for your time? Amen. I'll just tell you this. I got a buddy who went to school with me, and he exercises all the time. He gets on a bicycle and rides from Monticello Road plumb out to a Thermo Fisher to work every morning, rides it back home of an evening. Amen. And if he don't ride a bicycle, he runs. That's what, 5 miles? Amen. Every morning, every night. And he looks like he's 106. Amen. He's wore himself out. Amen. Exercise profited little. But I want to say, what a profit above anything. I love him to death. He'd laugh if he heard me tell it. But I'll tell you what a profit you more than anything, praise God, is the Lord Jesus Christ. Just lift him up every day. If you'll get up in the morning. I gave you a challenge here a while back. Every morning, just get up and say, Lord, what are we going to do today? Amen. Lord Jesus, I love you. Thank you for this day that you give me. You realize that without him, you wouldn't even get up in the morning. Amen. You wouldn't take the next breath. Praise God. I've heard people say, well, preacher, I wish he'd just leave me alone. If he does, you're dead. Amen. But there's power in his name. And when we start lifting up the name of Jesus, I praise God. Boy, thank you. Your day will be brighter. Had somebody a while back say, boy, you know what? I got to thinking about what you said, and I got to getting up of a morning and just saying, thank you, Jesus, for this day. And you know why? I felt better already. Amen. I said, he will. When you start off with the right people in your corner, your right people help you. It's the power in the name of Jesus, praise God, that we need to start every day. And it's the power of the Lord Jesus that we need to end every night. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you for this day that you give me. I didn't do everything like I should or like you'd like me for it to. But boy, tomorrow's another day. Lord, if you help me get through this night. And tomorrow, Lord, help me to just look to you, to author and finish my faith, to do just a little bit better tomorrow than I did today. Amen. But you know what we'll do? We'll sit there like typical Baptist. Amen. You say, yeah, preacher, I'm going to start that one of these days. Get in on the program, you know, start trying to do a little bit better. Maybe next week, New Year's is coming up. Maybe I'll make me a resolution. Amen. Start next year, 2020. Well, wouldn't that be a good year to get started? I'm going to make it. Every day I'm going to get up with Jesus, believe on His name, trust in Him, praise God, and have a good day every day because this is the day the Lord made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. But why not start now? Why not start now? Just say, Lord, here I am, and there you are. And Lord, I know that you can help me. I need your help. And Lord, I'm trusting your name, the name of my Lord and my Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, to help me today, to be the kind of person that you'd have me to be. Amen. Not the kind of person that I would be with the kind of attitude that I have, but what you'd have me to be for your glory. Amen. That I might shine like you. I mean, one of these days the Lord's coming back. I was thinking about that. I read there Sunday night where he said that when he comes back, says it's not going to be day nor night nor evening. Praise God. You know why? Because he's going to be the light. Amen. The sun and the moon ain't going to get no glory out of him when he comes. Praise God. When he comes, Brother Bill, he's going to come in the magnificent glory of a risen Savior. Amen. The light of the world will shine forth, praise God, brighter than the noonday sun. Amen. Why? Because of the power that He has. And the power that we have is because of Him. Amen. When we accept Him, we get power from above. Amen. And what we need to do is just keep lifting up that name. A name, the power of the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We haven't harnessed it. We haven't got a hold of it. We don't believe and trust in it like we should. But we can if we just trust and believe it. The Lord Jesus Christ, He was born of a virgin in Bethlehem, grew up, bled and died on the cross of Calvary, was buried in a borrowed tomb, got up the third day, praise God, victorious over death and the grave. He ascended, after 5 days, He ascended up to sit at the right hand of the Father to make intercession for me and you. And that's where He's sitting today.